Nathan Exelby from the Brisbane Courier Mail joining us here at the Gold Coast. Morning to you, Nathan.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Well, there's a bit happening. Damian Brown, obviously, is a case where, as I've told our listeners, he's undergone an operation overnight for severe abdomen pain. Now, whether that ends up being something non-serious, if we can put it that way, we'll wait and see. But he's certainly not riding tomorrow.
No, at least the reports this morning are that he's come through that surgery well, Andrew, and that's obviously the main thing. But Tim Clark, the beneficiary of Damien being out tomorrow, picking up the key ride on Boomsara in the Guineas.
Yeah, coming off a real good win, he picks up a real good live chance. The other one is yes. We're going to try and get a bit more on this shortly. Yesterday, off the report from the Integrity Commission up here, looked in grave doubt.
It didn't look good. My understanding is that the horse has improved overnight. It's been inspected this morning, so I wouldn't expect it'll be coming out today. But so it has improved, and I think it'll probably have another inspection tomorrow morning before being cleared to start.
All right. We'll have a chat shortly, if we can, with Peter Chadwick from that area. How's the overall feeling, do you see, in these two-year-old and the three-year-old guineas tomorrow?
It's probably one of the most open two-year-olds we've had for a long time. It's been a race that's been a great race for favourites, Andrew. Seven of the last nine favourites have won it. But you'd think bookies would fancy their chances of getting a result tomorrow. Obviously, Dubious has been best back this week, but they'll back four or five runners here, and they're even backing ones at longer odds. So a really intriguing race.
The Rocky two-year-old. It's got a lot of publicity. It's been a great story and only a $20,000 purchase.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to spend some time with John Wigginton yesterday and Nigel Seymour. I tried to get John at the Barrier Draw on Tuesday, but he'd had enough. He had been hounded from the time he arrived here on the Gold Coast, and he wanted a spell, but I could understand that. But it is such a great story to spend $20,000. He told me there's 13 people in this horse, so they've spent not a lot of money to get themselves alive. They've already got a stakes winner, so it's a great story already. Yeah, but to be running a $2 million race, it's we love fairy tales in racing.
We do. Can it come off? Off the runs that we've seen, can Better Reflection win tomorrow?
You'd say the form behind it's a little questionable. Boomstress didn't fire last week in the Exhilarates race, but she did run quicker time than the Odyssey on that day, and the form behind the Odyssey through Sun City, etc., was very strong. She's been dealt no favours again by the draw. So you would think she has to improve, but without a standout there, you know, you're not going to put the pen through
them. Okay, so at the moment, Dubious has been well found. The Godolphin, two-year-old, couple of others. Which way are you going?
Oh, I'm in Gay Waterhouse's corner. I think Zarson's got the right form lines. Okay. I think he's the one runner that hasn't been back since the draw. He does have a little bit of a sticky draw, but I'm hoping that with Unite and Conquer and Batima drawn outside him, they really spread this field out, and Tim Clark's able to get this horse across. And I just think the form around him is very strong, Andrew. He took care of Exhilarates on debut, controlled the race last time, sprinted home in a good section, and the trial looked good against Unite and Conquer.
Are you concerned by the draw?
Oh, 100%, yeah. So I'm hoping that the stablemate really strings them out.
Yeah.
And he's able to slot in, because you don't want to be three wide here. But he'll go forward, and hopefully that pans out for him.
All right. So Exhilarates is the favourite, 480. Dubious, 550. Unite and Conquer, 6. Zarsun at 7. And yes, the next one at $8.50. Peter Chadwick joining us from the Queensland Racing Integrity Commission. Peter, thanks for taking our call.
My pleasure, Andrew. My pleasure.
Is there an update this morning on yes?
Yes, we have. I've just been notified that our vets and stewards inspected the horse today. There are improvements, which is good. There are still some slight signs of soreness, but there is improvement. So at this stage, what we're going to do is we will re-inspect the horse tomorrow before scratching time, obviously, but there are connections that are emergencies. We're looking to get a run, and we'll double-check the horse once again and make sure it's all go. And if there's any sign that it has gone the other way, well, then unfortunately the horse will be out. But at this stage, there is improvement, which is a good sign.
Peter, Nathan Exelby here. Do you have a gut instinct on whether this horse will run or not?
At the moment, the field, I haven't got a gut instinct. And I haven't seen the horse, but it is promising. I mean, it wasn't at a stage where our vet said to us, oh, no, there's no hope for this horse. In fact, he said there is improvement, which is a good sign, and that's basically what he said to me. So at this stage, it's hopeful, but of course I can't confirm that, you know, it's going to be definitely in, but that'll be something we'll determine tomorrow morning.
And so the report yesterday stated it had soreness over the rump and a degree of lameness in the near hind leg after arriving at the Gold Coast yesterday morning. So both areas have improved, Pete?
Yes, yes, sir. Both have improved, which, as I said, which is a good thing. And let's hope it continues and it can get to post time.
Okay, nothing else out there that our listeners should be aware of?
No, the other thing, and you may well be aware, Damien Brown is won't be riding Group Sarah. Tim Clark will be replacing him. And other than that, at this stage, everything else is quiet, and let's hope it stays that way up until race day.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right, so a decision, a final ultimate decision on Yes, 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 just before scratching time tomorrow morning. Thanks a lot, Pete.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Good on you. Peter Chakwid there from the Queensland Racing Integrity Commission. So you thought in the two-year-old, you've gone with
Zarsun.
Zarsun,
yes.
To beat.
I've got a feeling Yes, Yes, Yes will get out to really silly odds with what's happened this week. Darren Weir didn't seem overly perturbed yesterday. Yep. He said he'll be fine. And with the speed on, it wouldn't surprise me if he got out to silly odds and could really charge home.
Yeah, well, at the moment, as I just said, it's sitting there at $8.50 and $3 the place. And well, Rome, they're sweating on a couple of scratchings. They're an $11 chance, and Hightail, the stablemate, is at $14. But anyway, we'll wait and see there what happens with Yes, Yes, Yes. Sounds a bit better today. What about the three-year-old guineas? Outback Barbie, $2.30 with Tab. Boom Sara now has Tim Clark at $4.40. Bondi at $10. And the Fire Trap at 14, so it's really dominated by two horses.
It is. It's been a race where bookies have got results. I know Favourites won two of the last three, but in between those was the 100-1 pop in Flying Jess and so many double-figure odds winners. So it's a race bookies have got results in, even though we're looking at the race now and struggling to see how that will be the case this year.
Do you tip the obvious?
I did tip the obvious, but I didn't have much between them. And she will get the much better run this time, Outback Barbie. She just put the pen through last time. She would have still run second if she had clear running in the straight, despite everything that had happened before then. But by the same token, I see Boom Sara getting across pretty easily here, and Tim Clark will get a chance to get a breather on him at some stage. Okay. And he was good in the Vaux Road.
He was. I've backed already. Light Up the Room.
Yes.
A big odds. I just reckon it can be really flashing hard. And I'm tempted to have something on the Fire Trap because I reckon there's a bit of timing there.
Yeah, and the blinkers go on here. Yeah. Matt Dunn feels like he said that he's been a run behind this whole preparation, and he sort of last time showed he's got him spot on now. Yep. He just had a little setback before he came back, but he feels as though he's spot on now. And you saw him there in Sydney, didn't you?
Yeah.
And that form stacks up for him.
Exactly, and gets Bowman back on. Have you got a best bet for the card?
Yeah, well, Godolphin's been talked about with Exhilarates all week. I think they can win the fillies and mares here, Manicure. She was terrific first up at Doomben. And if you look at her previous two preparations, I felt she improved each time second up. And I don't think she needs to improve much to be winning this. I think she'll put herself on the speed, and I think she's pretty hard to beat.
Race 6, number 5 at $2.90. I saw James tweeting out about an hour or so ago, very early this morning.
Yeah.
So he's up putting the final touches to his team.
And also helping promote this magnificent carnival here on the coast too.
Yeah, for sure. All right, mate, I know you've got other commitments. We're about to be joined by Michael Walker. Have a good day tomorrow, mate.
Thanks, you too, Andy.